Today marks the anniversary of the death of the rapper The Notorious B.I.G., his rhymes altered music. He was murdered in his 20s in 1997, a crime for which no one has ever been charged. He grew up in Brooklyn, which has changed a lot since his death, but 25 years later, people still feel his presence. NPR's Jasmine Garst reports.
Before he was Biggie, B.I.G., Notorious, Big Papa, he was Christopher Wallace.
Always running his mouth. He's paying a nigga.
Melvin Blackman was Wallace's teacher at Quincy Lexington Open Door Daycare Center. He says he was a brilliant kid who came into preschool already knowing how to read and write, and a charmer to boot.
He used to talk the other kids out of their stuff. It was like charismatic, you know. And he always did it on the slide. So like when I would catch him doing it, you know, I would say, well, you got to stop doing that.
Biggie himself rapped about it.
I was a terrorist since the public school era. Bathroom passes, cutting classes, squeezing. Smoking blunts was a daily routine since 13.
Blackman says his heart sank when he watched his former star student growing up and getting involved in selling drugs on this corner, Fulton and St. James. But in Brooklyn in the 80s and early 90s, drugs were everywhere. In fact, Biggie took that reality and turned it into a theme in his storytelling.
Number four, know you heard this before. Never get high on your own supply. Number five.
With the challenges came this amazing creative energy. Kids would gather on the streets and have rap battles. Here's some early footage of Biggie at one. This is from the Netflix documentary, I Got a Story to Tell. These battles were an important part of the culture. Richard Grant, who goes by DJ Twin, is from Brooklyn. He eventually toured with Biggie.
In the hood, we had our own American Idol, if you will. The you know, that you got, if you didn't make it to the next round, you know, there's no way you getting that golden ticket. Like, the hood gave you that golden ticket, like, gave you the confidence to go pursue.
What happened next is hip-hop history.
It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Salt and pepper and heavy D up in the
limousine. Biggie's 1994 debut album, Ready to Die, was hailed by fans and critics as a masterpiece. At the time, West Coast hip-hop artists had taken the spotlight. Fans say Biggie brought hip-hop back to New York. And he did it by talking about his life in Brooklyn.
We used to fuss when the landlord dissed us. No heat, wonder why Christmas missed us. Birthdays was the worst days. Now we sip champagne when we thirsty.
He's widely associated with gangster rap, but he stood out for also being unusually vulnerable, for weaving tales of sadness, violence, love, sex, and comedy into an enthralling narrative. Sarita Gates is an archivist who focuses on hip-hop.
You could create a direct connection between, like, a John Coltrane and a Biggie Smalls. Like, forever, Black music has been really intentional around this storytelling, like, creating these narratives, whether it's stuff that we live or stuff that we happen to experience.
Which is why what happened in 1997, the murder of Biggie Smalls in Los Angeles, devastated his community. 25 years later, Biggie is still everywhere. There are murals of him throughout the neighborhood. One of the largest ones is here on Quincy Street and Bedford Avenue. Tourists still stop by to take pictures. Of course, this is not the same Brooklyn Biggie Smalls grew up in or rapped about. These days, apartments in Biggie's neighborhood go for $2.5 million. The reality is a lot of the people Biggie came up with have been priced out. But plenty of community remains. And everyone holds his words close to their hearts. Ask anyone here their favorite line, and they won't hesitate.
A T-bone steak, cheese, eggs, and Welch's grape.
Ugly as ever, however, I stay
as I flow with the Junior Mafia, I don't know what the hell's stopping ya. I'm clocking ya, Versace J, watching ya.
Because this cultural treasure that everyone now wants a piece of, a selfie with, an apartment in the middle of, is understood uniquely by those who were here from the very beginning, back when it was all a dream. Jasmine Garst, NPR News, Brooklyn.
I got that good love, girl, you didn't know.